You will hear part of a radio interview in which John Tulsa, a lecturer in business studies, is talking about motivation. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Have you ever started out with great enthusiasm on the road to achieve an important goal and, after several months or even years, found that you are not much closer to your goal? Well, our expert in the studio today to talk about this is John Tulsa. John, isn't it true that most of us are distracted by something and this is why we don't achieve our goals?
Yes. Distraction is probably the cause, but we need to look at why. In other words, what are the effects of this distraction? All kinds of distractions are thrown at the person who is trying to concentrate on their main priorities in life. For example, when I was at school, I worked hard at every subject except two or three, where I was too easily distracted by talkative friends. In other words, I should have had the wisdom to concentrate or focus my mind on what we were supposed to be studying. However, most of the issues of distraction can be resolved if we take control of ourselves and take steps to avoid paying attention to things that don't matter and are not part of the task in hand.
And of course we have to motivate ourselves to work hard as well, don't we, to achieve our goals?
In fact, hard work itself leads to greater motivation because the more you work at something, the better you get, and becoming good at doing something is a great motivator. You may, of course, have to primarily focus on the activity or skill in question for half a year or more, but hopefully you will eventually begin to enjoy the increasing level of skill you're achieving, and this will motivate you to put in even more concentrated effort and to focus on developing your abilities further. You'll always reach a time when you have to force yourself to work at what you're not that good at, and this is not easy, but you have to keep going.
And are people who are successful, the so-called experts, keen to pass on their tips on motivation?
Yes. Unfortunately, most of us actually have to work very hard to achieve our goals, but this is not something which is usually mentioned by the so-called motivational experts. I notice that these gurus, who make millions and then tell you how easy it all was, do seem to forget about what a struggle it was. Perhaps they're so used to working hard that they start believing that the work involved in their success was minimal and so not worth mentioning. Or, possibly, the pleasure of the rewards which have followed their hard work has made them forget the hard grind which they endured before the rewards started to arrive.
So, is it really all one long, hard grind? No relaxation?
No. Once you have put in the focus, time and effort needed to develop the skills you desire, you will no longer need as much motivation as before. Your own skill, self-confidence and new self-image will create a self-renewing fountain of motivation. This means you'll be able to relax more, and relaxed effort is usually more productive than tense effort. You'll have an image of yourself as a hard-working expert who's able to resist all manner of distractions and overcome all manner of problems and obstacles.
And is it important to develop that positive image of yourself?
Yes. If you can focus on one project until it is completed, you'll feel a sense of achievement and develop the kind of confidence and determination which will help you to focus on your next project and complete that as well. This will create a clear distinction between your old self-image and your new victorious self-image. Aim high so that your new image of yourself will be that of a winner who is top of the class in everything you do. Get up early or stay late if necessary and do more than you are asked to do instead of complaining about how much you have to do.
So, do you need more or less motivation as you become more successful?
Once you believe in yourself and have a new self-image, you'll be able to work harder and with greater intelligence. You'll start to enjoy the respect and admiration of others. Once you have that respect, you'll be motivated to work even harder to keep it. You'll no longer need as much motivation because you'll know what it feels like to be a success, and you won't want to lose that. The memory of that feeling may be enough to motivate you for years to come. Add focus and hard work to that strong self-image, and you will have a recipe for success and for the motivation that usually accompanies success.
John, thank you.
You'll now hear again.
Have you ever started out with great enthusiasm on the road to achieve an important goal, and after several months or even years, found that you are not much closer to your goal? Well, our expert in the studio today to talk about this is John Tulsa. John, isn't it true that most of us are distracted by something and this is why we don't achieve our goals?
Yes. Distraction is probably the cause, but we need to look at why. In other words, what are the effects of this distraction? All kinds of distractions are thrown at the person who is trying to concentrate on their main priorities in life. For example, when I was at school, I worked hard at every subject except two or three, where I was too easily distracted by talkative friends. In other words, I should have had the wisdom to concentrate or focus my mind on what we were supposed to be studying. However, most of the issues of distraction can be resolved if we take control of ourselves and take steps to avoid paying attention to things that don't matter and are not part of the task in hand.
And of course, we have to motivate ourselves to work hard as well, don't we, to achieve our goals?
In fact, hard work itself leads to greater motivation because the more you work at something, the better you get, and becoming good at doing something is a great motivator. You may, of course, have to primarily focus on the activity or skill in question for half a year or more, but hopefully you will eventually begin to enjoy the increasing level of skill you're achieving, and this will motivate you to put in even more concentrated effort and to focus on developing your abilities further. You'll always reach a time when you have to force yourself to work at what you're not that good at, and this is not easy. But you have to keep going.
And are people who are successful, the so-called experts, keen to pass on their tips on motivation?
Yes. Unfortunately, most of us actually have to work very hard to achieve our goals, but this is not something which is usually mentioned by the so-called motivational experts. I notice that these gurus, who make millions and then tell you how easy it all was, do seem to forget about what a struggle it was. Perhaps they're so used to working hard that they start believing that the work involved in their success was minimal and so not worth mentioning. Or, possibly, the pleasure of the rewards which have followed their hard work has made them forget the hard grind which they endured before the rewards started to arrive.
So, is it really all one long, hard grind? No relaxation?
No. Once you have put in the focus, time, and effort needed to develop the skills you desire, you will no longer need as much motivation as before. Your own skill, self-confidence, and new self-image will create a self-renewing fountain of motivation. This means you'll be able to relax more, and relaxed effort is usually more productive than tense effort. You'll have an image of yourself as a hard-working expert who's able to resist all manner of distractions and overcome all manner of problems and obstacles.
And is it important to develop that positive image of yourself?
Yes. If you can focus on one project until it is completed, you'll feel a sense of achievement and develop the kind of confidence and determination which will help you to focus on your next project and complete that as well. This will create a clear distinction between your old self-image and your new victorious self-image. Aim high so that your new image of yourself will be that of a winner who is top of the class in everything you do. Get up early or stay late if necessary and do more than you are asked to do instead of complaining about how much you have to do.
So, do you need more or less motivation as you become more successful?
Once you believe in yourself and have a new self-image, you'll be able to work harder and with greater intelligence. You'll start to enjoy the respect and admiration of others. Once you have that respect, you'll be motivated to work even harder to keep it. You'll no longer need as much motivation because you'll know what it feels like to be a success, and you won't want to lose that. The memory of that feeling may be enough to motivate you for years to come. Add focus and hard work to that strong self-image, and you will have a recipe for success and for the motivation that usually accompanies success.
John, thank you.